As restrictions continue to be pulled back in light of our current global health crisis, more and more things are opening up in the community. This is Lisa Berry, and that includes the Ann Arbor District Library. And we're joined now on 89.1 WEMU by Library Director Josie Parker. How are you holding up, Josie?
Doing very well. Thank you, Lisa.
How long has it been? When did you close your doors to the public?
We closed March 13th.
March 13th,
so
yeah.
By the time we begin this new slow reopening, it will be over 3 months.
And last time we talked, you were still pretty active and busy. Has that continued this whole time?
Oh, yes. We've been very busy. The library's online virtual services have not stopped, and we've continued to develop more. And we will, even with the resumption of holds pickup, which will be contactless holds pickup on June 22nd. Our programming, in-building programming, will not resume for many months.
Okay, let's talk about that. But it sounds like you've put a lot of work and time and effort into coming up with a phased reopening. Is that what you're calling it at the
library?
That's
what we're calling it, phased reopening. It aligns with Governor Whitmer's Safe Start plan. So we are in phase four. And the governor lifted the restrictions on libraries beginning June 8th. The public library in Ann Arbor will not be open on June 8th, but we will be open for contactless pickup of holds in our lobbies and from lockers that we have at Pittsfield Branch and Niles Creek Branch the week of June 22nd. So we'll have a process in place for notifying people about when the holds that are currently on the shelves that have been there since the 13th of March, we'll be notifying people about how they can get those. And then on the 22nd of June, we'll be opening up new holds can be placed on material after that. All the fines, we'll be waiving fines for a long time, so people don't need to worry about that. We are asking that if people have library material and they want to return it to the library, we're asking them still to wait until June 15th to do that, because that's when we will be able to have staff in the buildings to manage that process, because that's going to be a big job. So up to this point, we have not had staff working in the building.
I know the governor came out with these dates, and June 8th, you can do this and you can do that, and I think it caught a lot of businesses and organizations off guard. So it sounds like you're taking your time as well, not to necessarily open on that date, but when it works best for you and the community.
That's right. We needed it to be safe for the staff. We needed to be able to bring people back in a safe environment and to use the proper distancing and a PPE, and to come up with a plan in terms of how to manage all the material that's been turned in since we closed, as well as set ourselves up so that we can offer the opportunity for people to come into our lobby spaces and get their material. It will be pre-checked out to them when they take it from the shelf, so that they will just take it and they will go with it. And so we're working on the process for that. So we'll have the week of the 15th to refine that using material that's on whole shelves now, so that when we open this up to the community on the 22nd, it will be smooth.
When you closed the doors in mid-March, people had materials or items that they wanted to check out from the library, but they were stuck there or left there because the doors were closed. Is that what you're talking about when you talk about holds?
That's what I'm talking about. Hold items on hold. It's library talk, Lisa. Yeah, items on hold at the library. People have requested material to be held for them. And that is a huge part of what the library does.
Ah,
huge.
Yeah.
And so there, when we announced our closure, people who were not able to get there to get material that was waiting, we've kept it for them. And they will have the opportunity, if they still want it after 3 months, if they still want to get it, they'll have the opportunity to do that. And we're working on the way for them to do that. And so we'll be in contact with them about that.
I was going to say, are you going to send any reminders out to people?
Yeah, and then how to do that and what options to give people, that's what we're working on right now.
And how will lobby pickup work? That starts on June 22nd.
We're going to be open 12 to 8, 7 days at downtown Westgate and Trevorwood to begin with. We have locker pickup at Pittsfield and Mallets to begin with, because we have lockers available there. We'll have shelving in the entryways, near the entryways at those locations, and we'll have shelving in the front and the back entries at Westgate. and people will be able to walk in using social distancing, and we're requesting people wear masks and pick their material up from the shelf because it's in alphabetical order with their last names the way it is now currently, but it will already be checked out to them, so they'll just be able to take it and go.
They can look online and pick something out and then go pick it up? Is that how that would work?
That's right. They look at the collection. They click a box and something is held for them. They'll get a notice from us asking them at what time on a date that it will be available, would they like to pick it up? So it'll be like an appointment. And then we will place it in that area for them to come in and get by that time when they've chosen. And that way we'll be able to manage the number of materials out there so that it helps with the distancing. And then people will be able to come in and get their material and just walk right out. People will not be able to come in and browse the collection and use the self-checks during this period. So now, in phase five, when the governor moves our region to phase five, we will open up the buildings so that people can come in and browse the collections and use the self-check. But we will not have meeting rooms available or study spaces available until later.
And you don't have a date yet for when people can come in and browse?
No, that's all part of the decision that's made at the executive level of government. And we're aligning ourselves with the Safe Start plan because it makes sense to us to do it this way.
Once you do open the doors and people can come into their Ann Arbor District Library, will it seem that much different?
I think it will seem a lot different because we're going to have to rearrange the spaces for distancing and find a way. I mean, the staff will be behind plexiglass screen so that to reduce the spread of virus, any virus. And then we won't have as many places for people to sit as we do now. We will have to space out our study table because now people can sit four or six to a table, and that we won't be able to do that when we open. We know there will be restrictions on for us about distancing, how many people can be in a space of so many square feet. So we'll have a lot of work to do to accomplish that. So that's why we're doing this gradually, so that we can do it intentionally and well the first time, and so we're not having to close and go back and redo.
And if someone checks out a book and then brings it back, I think we've heard improvements on where germs live and if they would even live on a book, but can you disinfect a book if someone checks it out and brings it back?
We could, but that is not how we're going to handle it. We are going to quarantine materials for 72 hours before our staff handles the material.
Ah.
In our library system, the staff who handle the return of materials wear gloves anyway. So they will continue to do that. And unless an item is obviously dirty or in some way contaminated with some substance, we don't wipe things down and we will put them back on the shelf.
But you will let them sit for a few days?
Yeah, 72 hours.
We 72 let them sit. Hours.
That's correct.
Put them in library timeout, so to speak.
That's in a way, yes.
So we don't have a date when the doors are open and people can return. I'm sure a lot of people are yearning for that. But you do have a plan to get in touch with the materials. And
that's right.
You've made a lot of changes. You've got reading time. You got a YouTube channel. What part of that will we see still exist post-pandemic?
You'll see all of it, I think, post-pandemic. It has been so successful, and the staff have been so creative and amazing in developing the virtual services, the online services. We don't see that going away even post-pandemic. We do hope to get back to in-building programming for the public, and we will, but I think we will now have a new service direction as well, and that is an online service direction. We grew it, and it's been good. Very good.
Something positive came out of this then.
Yes. And a lot of good feeling toward the library from the public. Still, with the closure, I mean, very little complaint about the closure and the time frame and how we're opening. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of support. We're getting a lot of support right now about how slowly we're taking this.
But if you're headed to a library, definitely bring a mask.
Please. We do ask that you do bring your own mask. There will be some available, but we can't provide the public with masks. We're having to provide our staff with masks, but we will have some available till our supply is no longer there for us. But it would be much better if people come with their own masks.
Getting back to life as normal, as close as we can during this pandemic, Ann Arbor District Library Director Josie Parker, thanks so much for talking to us here on WEMU.
Thank you for having us. It's always a pleasure talking with you, Lisa.